Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
And now here is a guy who went on Fish Tour 1998. Your host, Maceo.
Hello, everybody. Here we are again on the banks of the La Coya Lake at Enchanted Hills Camp. It's a beautiful morning during teen session. I got another camper here with me. Sir, we're going to kick off this questions and answers with who are you, where are you from, how old are you, and how long have you been coming to camp?
Well, hello. My name is Osvaldo Martinez, and I come from Merced, California, and I'm 18 years old. And this is my first time at Enchanted Hills Camp.
Welcome, my friend. What do you think so far?
It's been fun so far.
Good.
Been having a blast.
Tell me, how did you hear about Enchanted Hills Camp?
Well, I've been going to this program called CO where I live at, and they told me about this. And I decided that I might as well come, because if I don't, then I'm just going to be bored at my house. And I wanted to see how it would be like and see if I could make some friends.
So have you made some friends?
I'd say quite a few.
Excellent. Excellent. And your first couple of days here, your first experience is going good?
Very good. Very good.
Okay. You're having fun. Everything is all right.
Yep.
Osvaldo, let's see. First time camper, what has been your favorite daytime activity so far?
Archery.
Good answer. You like that one, huh?
I like the archery.
Did you pop any balloons?
Nope. Haven't hit the target yet.
You're going to have to keep trying. You'll get it.
Got
to
aim higher.
Good. See, you're working it out. Trying new stuff. Have you ever done archery before?
Nope.
There you go. What has been your favorite meal so far? You like the food?
The hamburgers from yesterday.
They were good, weren't they?
They were delicious.
They cooked them on the barbecue grill out here while we were podcasting. It smelled so good.
I had like two hamburgers. That's how good they were.
That's pretty awesome. All right, let's leave camp and get to know you outside of here. What is your favorite ice cream?
Rocky Road.
Good choice. What is your favorite fast food?
It used to be McDonald's, but I changed it to In-N-Out.
What is your favorite chocolate candy?
Hershey's chocolate.
What is your favorite chewy candy?
Skittles.
What is your favorite color?
Red.
Name some food you don't like.
Salad. Celery. I like broccoli, I guess.
Okay. Anything not in the vegetable realm?
In the vegetable realm?
Yeah, what do you like? You don't like something that isn't a vegetable.
That isn't a vegetable? Yeah. Beans.
Okay, I'm all right with that. Okay, have you ever tried sushi?
No, I mean, yes, and I don't like it.
Okay, have you ever tried Indian cuisine?
No.
Okay, let's see. Favorite pizza place?
We have this place in where I live called Pizza Villa, but other than that, I'd probably go with like Domino's or Little Caesars.
Nice, nice. Okay. Do you have a favorite TV show?
Yes, I actually have two.
Okay, let's hear
it. The Flash and The Walking Dead.
Nice, good choices. You're a Marvel or DC guy?
Actually, I'm a Marvel fan, but you know, DC has been up my alley right now.
Okay, and do you have a favorite superhero?
The Flash or maybe Green Arrow.
Are you into Star Wars at all?
Nope, so sorry, Maceo.
That's okay, you don't have to apologize to me just because I like something and you don't. Osvaldo was on the ride from Sacramento with us. He is familiar with my humor already because he had to sit behind me and listen to me.
Blabbering.
You were laughing.
I was laughing.
I heard you laughing.
I was laughing,
okay,
all right.
Okay, good. So, so we're moving on. Favorite song?
For me, it would have to be Call Out My Name by The Weeknd.
Sing it.
So call out my name. Call out my name and I get you. So close. I don't know how it goes.
Perfect. No, that was great. You did it.
Something like that.
That's brave. I like it. All right. I like that song too. I like The Weeknd.
Me too.
I like it. I think he has a great singing voice.
Yes.
I'm down with
it. Quite agree.
That was good. I liked your singing. That was cool. Is there music that you don't like?
I don't like rock and roll. It's too rocky and too rolly.
Have you ever been to a live concert?
I have never, ever been to a live concert.
But you want to go?
I would love to go.
Okay. We'll work that out. Let's see. Do you have a favorite number?
3.
Do you have a favorite animal? A
bunny.
Do you have a favorite... hang on. I got it. Sound.
Do I have a favorite sound?
Yeah.
Maybe something along the lines of like a magical sound.
Perfect.
Not really pixie dust, but something magical.
Oh, okay. I got it. Magical sound.
Harry Potter type of stuff.
Sure, sure. Do you have a favorite smell?
Have a favorite smell? If it's chocolatey smell.
Perfect. If you could go anywhere in the world right now, all expenses included, right after camp, to go somewhere super cool that you've always wanted to go, where are you going?
Universal Studios.
Perfect. Any particular reason why?
Because they have Harry Potter over there.
You like the Harry Potter?
Harry Potter's my favorite.
Nice. Okay. Cool. You back-to-back Harry Potter fans, by the way.
Yeah.
We just had a... Nikki talked about Harry Potter. It's pretty cool. Would you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert?
Meaning?
Are you sit in the corner of the room and watch everybody, or are you dancing and the life of the party?
Yeah, I'd go with that one.
Okay. You're an extrovert.
Yep.
How do you listen to your music? What platforms are you using?
Spotify.
Perfect.
I used to have Pandora, but it has too many ads.
Nobody has said, I listen to CDs yet.
Oh, no. That's like for the people from like 1989 or something.
I got a CD book.
Yeah, I got it over there. You know, it's ready to get played on the DVD or cassette player.
Who has your back, Osvaldo?
Who has my back?
Yeah.
Like... Can you, like, explain to me?
Yeah. Anybody who has got your back. If you're in trouble or need some help or got something going on, you need to talk to somebody who has your back.
I'd say a lot of people. Mainly my parents, though.
Okay. That's nice. That's good. Good. A lot of people. Friends, family.
Yep.
Maceo. We got Maceo. Your back. Yeah. We got your back, right?
The one with the funny jokes on the joyride.
Oh, my goodness. Are you a cat or a dog person?
I'm a dog person.
Perfect. You are very good at answering the questions quickly for your first time podcasting on Everything EHC. Are you having fun? Is this cool?
It's really, really cool.
Okay.
I've never done it before, so for the first time, it's something.
Yeah, it's cool, huh? We're just getting to know our campers and having a laugh. We're down to the one or two hard questions for you. Are you ready for this?
Oh, I'm ready.
Let's see if I can get through this question the right way, all right?
Uh-huh.
What do you want all sighted people to know?
What do I want all sighted people to know?
Yeah.
That just because you guys have sight doesn't mean you guys can see. So, you know, I have people they tell me that they run into things when they can see, and you know, us people, blind and visually impaired, we actually get along, like we can walk places by ourselves and stuff like that. So it's pretty funny to see people that are sighted tripping.
I liked how you said how sighted people sometimes can't see. How did you word it? Say it again. Well, I don't remember. It was good.
That sighted people say they can see, but they really don't, or something
that's
like
it.
That.
Yeah, no, that's good. Because sometimes I've had this conversation with lots of visually impaired and blind people about how sometimes they feel like we have the advantage to sighted people because they are using their eyes to see. And though their eyes only, do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, they don't really use their senses.
Where the rest of us are, you know, have to depend on our other senses and our other visual aspects of our lives to get going. So, excellent comments there, Osvaldo. I got one more hard question for you. Let's see. There are two types of people in this world. What are they?
Dead and alive.
There you go. It's happening right here on Everything EHC. Lots of awesome answers to fun questions here at Enchanted Hills Camp. My new buddy, Osvaldo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You already know EHC is the place to be.
That's it. Thank you for joining us. You're the man.
Oh, thank you.
I hope you had as much fun as I did. I say that all the time because I love my job.
Well, thank you for having me.
No problem, man. Enchanted Hills Camp loves all of our campers. We're super stoked to continue these podcasts all through today and tomorrow. I got another one on deck for you coming up. Thank you for listening to this episode of Osvaldo's Martinez Everything EHC Podcast. Thanks again, buddy.
Thank you.
Over and out.